You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. I am your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be here with you. Yes, fans, the preseason is about to come to an end. The Buffalo Bills' final preseason game taking place on Thursday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Don't plan on seeing any of the starters play in this game. At least I hope not. Really, from this perspective, it will be those individuals battling for some of those final roster spots. Maybe even some guys looking to showcase what they can do, put together some good tape. Should they be cut from the Buffalo Bills, that it gives them an opportunity to either latch on with the practice squad or to showcase their talents and what that can mean for them to sign with another club heading into the regular season. But preseason football, it's almost done. I know everybody is ready for that to pretty much just wrap up so we can look forward to September 8th and the week one matchup with the New York Jets. On today's podcast, I want to talk to you about some bold predictions that I have for this season. I would love to get your feedback on these and hear some of your own bold predictions that you may have. You can find me on Twitter at Anth Marino to share those thoughts, or of course in the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com. Before I do jump into these, I want to let you guys know we are doing a survivor pool for Buffalo Bills fans. You can find all the information. It's actually my pinned tweet at Anth Marino on Twitter, so you can check it out there. But doing a great survivor pool to raise some funds for the American Cancer Society. We've got some great prizes for the winner as well. We'll get an autographed jersey from Fred Jackson. We've got an autographed 8x10 by Daryl Talley, another signed photo from Steve Tasker, and an autographed photo from Stevie Johnson as well. So as we put this prize package together, we'd love to have as many Bills fans participating as possible. All you have to do is make a donation. You can find the information on my Twitter page, as I said before, and it's a donation of any amount, right? You can be as generous as you want, make as big a donation, as small a donation as you can. The real key with this is bringing as many Bills fans together to do a little bit of work for charity and have a little bit of fun at the same time. So be sure to check that out. But here, as we jump into the bold predictions, let's get to the conversation at hand. Really, four pieces that stand out for me. And I try to go out on a little bit of a limb with these because I think with it, if it's going to be a bold prediction, you don't want to just, you know, go ahead and say, I think Cole Beasley will lead the team in targets or receptions this year. I think most Bills fans would be in agreement with something like that. So you want to do something that kind of breaks the norm just a little bit and you step forward with it. And I think my first prediction for the 2019 season definitely fits that mold. And my first prediction is that Frank Gore will lead the Buffalo Bills in rushing yards in 2019. And it's interesting. I think we look back to free agency, the Bills having signed Frank Gore, that first signing that the team really made, and people collectively losing their minds that the Bills signed a 36-year-old running back when LeSean McCoy, who's over the age of 30, was also on the roster. But I think as we look at this, right, for the Bills, my approach is there is going to be a bit of a running back by committee with the team this season. Frank Gore is truly going to be a part of that mix, as is LeSean McCoy, as is Devin Singletary. But when it's all said and done, I think Gore is going to provide that consistency as a back that he has really, for the most part, done his entire career, and he will be a big part of the Buffalo Bills offense. You know, you think to 2018, rushing for 722 yards on 156 carries, 4.6 yards per clip for the Miami Dolphins. My perspective is that he is going to have a similar stat line in Buffalo this year. Again, somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 carries per game, about 4.5 yards per rush. And I do look at this because I think the Buffalo Bills will have a relatively successful season on the field, more successful than they did in 2018, when you'd find the team playing from behind in a good number of situations where they would just abandon the run. But I look at someone like Gore, again, getting 9 to 10 rushes per game, potentially being that back, right? Where if the Bills are looking to solidify a win, the defense has established themselves, that Gore truly being that go-to guy that can just pound the rock behind an improved offensive line in Buffalo and somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5 yards per carry. It doesn't mean that LeSean McCoy will not be an important part of the offense. I see him getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 to 10 carries per game as well, still being a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield. And Devin Singletary, I think it will take him some time to work his way up and getting more touches throughout the season, but that won't be happening early on. So for myself, I really look at Frank Gore to lead the team in rushing in 2019. I'm sure many of you disagree with that sentiment, but again, at least from what we've seen and heard out of training camp, out of the preseason, and just who Frank Gore has been throughout his illustrious career, he's closing in on 15,000 yards rushing this season. He's already over 14,700. So for him, it's only going to be a matter of time before he hits that milestone. But I am putting my money on Frank Gore being the leading rusher for the Bills during the 2019 season. Now, as I go to my next bold prediction, number two, it really circles around the tight end position. And I do think this is an area we're probably going in a little bit of a different direction than what you may have thought. But with this, I am going to go out and say that Tyler Kroft is going to solidify himself as the number one tight end for the Bills throughout the second half of the season. And I say this because I think for many of us, Tyler Kroft has become an afterthought because of the injury that he sustained throughout many camps early on, right? Injuring the foot that has been an issue for him during his career with the Cincinnati Bengals truly limited his 2018 season. But as we do look at this, it is a bit of a testament to Kroft, right? And what he can be as a veteran pass-catching tight end for the Buffalo Bills, almost mimicking what he was in 2017 for the Cincinnati Bengals, where he had 42 catches for 404 yards and 7 touchdowns, as opposed to the expectations for some of the rookie tight ends joining the Bills. And I think with that, right, Dawson Knox taken in the third round, expectations, can this guy come in and vie to be the starter? Tommy Sweeney is a seventh-round pick, almost forced into first team reps for the team, showing some good things throughout the preseason. I think he is, almost a roster lock for the Buffalo Bills. And Lee Smith, really, again, just a blocking tight end. But as you take a look at this, right, I think Tyler Kroft, if the Bills are going to be successful down the stretch, and we know that second half schedule for them is more difficult than the first half schedule, I look at Tyler Kroft as a guy that can truly contribute for the Buffalo Bills this season down the stretch. So again, as we look at these pieces, right, someone that's going to be able to average 4 receptions a game, be that big target in the red zone for the Bills, right? The guy stands 6'6". We know many of the receivers on the Bills roster are 6 foot and under, as we talk about it, right? And Sean McDermott refers to them as the Smurfs, but you've got someone like Tyler Kroft, 6'6", a huge target that can be there for Josh Allen. It will take a little bit of time for them to develop some chemistry and a bit of a rapport, but as he continues to make progress, I think he's been a bit of the forgotten man on the Buffalo Bills offense, an important signing for the team and what he can be. And in some ways, I almost think of him as that Scott Chandler, what he used to be to Ryan Fitzpatrick back a few years ago. Tyler Kroft going to make a difference for the Buffalo Bills in the second half of this season. So again, I realize many people have sort of forgotten about him, not put too much thought into what he can be for this team, but don't sleep on Tyler Kroft. He is going to be healthy. He is going to come off the pup, and I do see him making an impact for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense moving forward. My third bold prediction talks about the Pro Bowl, and I know sometimes the Pro Bowl is something that has been a bit of an afterthought for Bills fans in years past. I am projecting 3 guys from the Buffalo Bills make the Pro Bowl during the 2019 season. Tremaine Edmonds at linebacker, Jordan Poyer at safety, and Andre Roberts on special teams. And starting with Roberts, I think there's been plenty of conversation around him, even some people questioning why would the Bills use one of their wide receiver spots on Roberts. One, he's a all-pro special teamer and kick returner, so that's something the Bills desperately need, and we've seen flashes from him demonstrating those abilities throughout the preseason and why they signed him as a free agent. And also, he has the ability to show what he can do as a wide receiver. He has had success in the NFL as a receiver. in years past. I think you take a look at it. It's in no way looking and saying, is he going to be one of the top wide receivers on the team? I mean, those positions I feel like are truly locked up in many ways, but a guy that has done it in the past can contribute with what he can do. And again, I think as you look at him making the Pro Bowl as a special teamer, Andre Roberts, first on my list, solidified on the roster and taking it, you know, a gigantic step forward, projecting him to make the Pro Bowl in 2019. Jordan Poyer, Bills fans can argue that he should have made it in years past as his, you know, contract as he comes into year three and his four-year deal that he signed with the Bills. Jordan Poyer continuing to break out, should become more of a household name across NFL circles nationwide. Buffalo Bills fans already love him, but I look at someone like Jordan Poyer and truly believe that that he was snubbed for the Pro Bowl during the last 2 years. And I think in 2019, he will finally get his due as part of what I expect to be a great Buffalo Bills defense. I don't want to use the term dominant, but I think you talk about the improvements up front. That is going to make him even more effective, have more of those splash plays with the interceptions and with the fumble recoveries. And again, a bit of a long time coming for him. So I am going to add Jordan Poyer to the list as a Pro Bowler for 2019. And of course, Tremaine Edmonds. We talk about him a lot on the podcast from where he started in the 2018 preseason, where many of us were worried that was this guy going to be able to live up to any of the expectations, where he had some struggles early in the 2018 preseason, came around in a huge way to finish out 2018. And now we take a step forward. I mean, here is a guy that has just been a leader in the locker room, a leader on the field, and by all stretch, a menace throughout the preseason. We are going to look to him to be a true difference maker for the Buffalo Bills. This is truly the year that Tremaine Edmonds does become a household name. And I've got him going to the Pro Bowl in 2019 as well. As I said before, I would love to get your feedback on these. I'm sure there's some others that you guys would see as probably a better fit to make the Pro Bowl. I would love to get your thoughts. Make sure you mention that in the comments section or hit me up on Twitter to let me know that piece as well. My final bold prediction for the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not quite sure how bold this is, but I've got them finishing with a 9-7 record and missing the playoffs. And I say that just because I know 9-7 kind of puts you on the, you know, you're on the fence right there, that you can earn one of those wild card spots or not. I think the Bills have a little bit of an easier path to the wild card right now with the retirement of Andrew Luck from the Indianapolis Colts. And we'll see what Jacoby Brissett can do. But obviously losing one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL is something that is going to have an impact on them. So I still have the Bills finishing at 9-7 right now as I do my projection, but they're going to miss the playoffs. And I realize with that, when we talk about expectations, I'm okay with 9-7. It's a great improvement from 6-10. It would likely mean that Josh Allen has made a nice step forward in his progression to hopefully become a franchise quarterback for the Bills, and that the defense continue to be one of the top units in the NFL. Of course, fans would be disappointed that the team would not make the playoffs with that record, but I think with that progress taking place, would have to be something for all of us to see that the arrow is pointing in the right direction, and at least the plan set forth by Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean is working and something that can continue to show that the arrow is pointing up for the Buffalo Bills in the near future. So again, for myself, that's my four bold predictions for this season. I would love to get your thoughts on it as well. Maybe you disagree with these. Maybe you've got a bold prediction of your own. Be sure to share it at BuffaloRumblings.com. And be sure that you are subscribed to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. We've got great content coming for you each and every week. Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Circling the Wagons, Blitz Bills, the Believe podcast, and of course, the Nick and Nolan Show. I encourage you to check each of these out, and you can be sure that you don't miss any of these episodes when you hit that subscribe button, whether it be on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere that you get your podcasts, you can get BuffaloRumblings.com. So thanks again for checking in with us. I will be back with you later this week to talk about the 53-man roster after the Buffalo Bills make their cutdowns. So I look forward to catching up with you then. And once again, go Bills. Take care.